Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on. I am recording today at my usual time because the last couple weeks I've been a little cray cray and recording later on. But today I decided I wanted to get my podcast done before I meal prep, before I go to the gym. And honestly, I haven't slept in ages. Last night I went to bed like at 12. And usually I wake up around 6 a.m. on my days off, which is horrible. If you know, you know. And today I woke up at 6:30 and I told myself like, no, we're tired. We're going back to sleep. So I rolled over and I went to bed and I woke up at 9. And of course I start spiraling like, oh my gosh, I could have got so much done if I woke up earlier. But in all honesty, I was extremely exhausted. I realized that I just keep going, and then I crash, and today was a day that I crashed. So this week, what happened this week? It was such a blur. Oh yes, I remember. I wanted to share with you guys a little accomplishment of mine that might not seem like a big deal, but it is to me. So growing up, I always had a fresh cooked meal by my mom. We were super spoiled. My mom always gets down in the kitchen, but when we were little, it was extra. Like, she always made sure that we liked what we were eating and we got our veggies in. And she's an angel. So shout out to my mom. I love you, mama. Thank you for listening to my podcast like you do all the time. But I never really liked eating leftovers for that reason until I started living on my own. Y la comida está cara. And I started realizing that, yeah, I should eat my leftovers because I'm tired and I don't want to go get food out to eat and spend money. And why are we going to waste food, especially in this economy? So I made a meal prep and I said, okay, I'm going to eat this every day at work. And I did it. I made carne molida, like grass-fed beef, con papas, carrots, veggies, and my famous cilantro rice that hits harder than a chancla. I'm just kidding. It's not famous, but I love it. It's my favorite thing to make. I do love Mexican rice, pero cilantro lime rice is just better for meal prep for me. I also prep some overnight oats, which are delicious. And before, I used to not like them, pero ahora ya las sé cómo preparar, and I like them. I added a scoop of protein because your girl's trying to get a BBL booty without paying BBL money. I have started to kind of try to keep track of how much protein I'm eating because I don't eat enough sometimes. I would rather eat bread all the time and all kinds of carbs. Give me all the carbs, but when it comes to like protein, it's really hard for me to. So I find other ways to get my protein, like Greek yogurt's a good one, and also protein shakes. I use Orgain protein. A lot of you have asked me to share which one I use. I like the vanilla flavor because I could add all types of fruit. And also, plug, if you use code UNBREAKABLELATINA, they'll give you 30% on your order on Orgain.com. So check that out. I'll link it below in the show notes if you want to try that protein. I really like it porque hay unas proteins que saben muy chalky. Anyways, this is not supposed to be like a fitness podcast, but let me know if you guys want like a little fitness motivation podcast. I'm not an expert, you guys. I used to be super skinny, like I've talked to before, and I would not want to eat a lot and do a lot of cardio. But I don't know, when I started working at the gym back in college, I just developed like this love for working out. I never worked out before, so I learned a thing or two. I'm not an expert. I don't bench press short kings, or I'm just kidding. I don't bench press like crazy, or I don't do the whole squat thing because my knees hurt. I do them, but not like with the Smith machine. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know, I grew a booty when I didn't have one, so I guess you could take a note or two from me. I'm not the type of girl that is gonna stop myself from eating that cheeseburger or chingándome unos 7-8 tacos, pero, like, I try to maintain some sort of a healthy lifestyle when I can. Or when I want to, whatever. But if you guys want an episode like that, let me know. I'm not an expert, like I said. Go follow the experts. Yo no más. I know what I can eat for my body, and I know when I feel good and when I don't. It's all about feeling good. It doesn't have to be about weight. It doesn't have to be about like who looks better, or this girl had a baby and she looks way better than me, or she doesn't have kids and she looks way better than me. It's not about that. It's about you being comfortable in your own body and rocking your outfits and just feeling good about yourself. That's what I believe in. I do have times where I'm hard on myself, but you know what? Life is short. Eat your tacos and your cheeseburgers, but also try to maintain some sort of healthy routine that evens it out, right? So usually during my week, I write down stuff that I want to talk about on the podcast, but for some reason this week I didn't, and I have the memory of Dory from Nemo. So I don't remember what happened this week, but a couple of things that I do remember is this conversation I had with my mom. I don't exactly remember what we were talking about, but somehow the subject of parents fighting or arguing in front of their kids came up, and she was sharing with me that she regrets like arguing with my dad in front of us, or if it ever happened where they were having like a tiff, that she regrets that. And I'm sure if you've been in that situation as a kid, it's an uncomfortable situation because you don't want to see your parents fighting. But I also told my mom, like, I let her talk, and I told her, well, you didn't know better, because I do have compassion for my parents because they both grew up very, very different from what I grew up. And although I always talk about breaking generational trauma and not doing the same things our parents did, our parents didn't have the same resources that we have. And I get that, because I've gotten backlash of people talking like, oh, you're always talking about breaking generational trauma, but your parents did everything for you. And I'm like, it's not about like blaming them or feeling like guilt tripping them for making me feel a certain way. Sometimes I think with healing comes the acknowledgement of knowing that your parents didn't know better. And I say this because, for example, my mom grew up with a dad that was in and out of her life all through her teenage years till she was married. And having that as an example of what a father should be, what are you going to compare that to? So when she got married at the very young age of like 23, any argument she had with my dad was like, oh, this is nothing. My parents had it way worse. Like, this is what couples are supposed to do. They're supposed to argue, stay together, and be together and work through it. Doesn't matter. They weren't thinking like, oh my God, is this going to affect the children? And as far as my dad, he came here when he was like 14, 15. He grew up in a family of 15 children. He was one of the youngest boys. And then there was my youngest aunt. So I can't imagine what type of relationship my grandparents had, because my dad never really talked about that. Like, my mom, I know a lot about her growing up because she shared and she's open about it. But I have compassion for my parents because they didn't know better. There is some things that I don't have compassion for, but that I do. And I think part of healing is just acknowledging that's just because it was bad for you doesn't mean that your parents did it intentionally. And I just want to let you guys know that it took me a long time to get here, okay? So don't expect yourself to have compassion right away, because first there's anger, then comes compassion. Trust me, I've been through it. I've gone to therapy. I've done a lot of work on myself. But take this with a grain of salt next time you are thinking about how you grew up or you're upset about it. Try to learn how to be compassionate and think about the way your parents grew up and the different resources that we have now. We have access to therapy. We have access to the internet. We could Google stuff. We hear people's stories. Back then, people didn't talk about things like this. So us talking about it helps us heal like the next generation. And I'm sure that I'm gonna mess up my kids somehow. I hope not. But no one's perfect, and I'm pretty sure being a parent is hard. I'm not a parent, so I can't say it. But I hope that makes sense. These are just my two cents, and that's what you're here for, listening to my two cents, right? It's funny because I just posted a picture on Instagram, and I'm like, my weekly Sunday talking to myself session or something like that. So here I am talking to myself at 3 p.m. on a Sunday. Sometime this week, my aunt texts me and asks me, what are you doing Saturday? And I'm like, ¿a dónde vamos? vamos? ¿Dónde me van a llevar? And I had no plans for this weekend. So I told her, like, I have no plans. What's up? And she said that one of her employees got sick, so she needed help with this event that she was having. And of course, I said yes, because I love my aunt. She needed my help, so I was there to help. She would do the same thing for me. And I went thinking, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, old me would have been like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm nervous. But new me is like, let's get this show on the road. Like, I could pretend to work for my aunt for a day. So I did, and I helped her. And it was just so cool to see my aunt in her position. For years, I didn't even know what she did for a living. Do you ever get that question when people are like, oh, what does your aunt do? Or what does your brother do? Like, I don't know. He works for this company, but I don't know what he does exactly. I always say that when people ask me, what does your sister do? Oh, she works for this marketing agency and she does all kinds of stuff. I recently watched a TikTok where someone was saying how they asked what their best friend does for a living. And they're like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what she does. And I thought of my friends, like, I know where they work at, but I don't know the details of exactly what their work entails. I always just like, go off, queen, you know, yes, write that email. Congrats on that promotion. So anyways, I went to the event, I helped out, but I was so tired. I didn't have my like little heels. So I wore these big old heels, so I was walking like a giraffe. And if you don't know, I am like really tall. I'm just kidding. I'm like 5'7.5, 5'8, but in heels I look like a freaking giant. And it's so funny, like, walking next to people and they all look at me like, you're tall, and I'm like, no, it's the heels. But I did realize one thing this weekend, and definitely that I am a señora, because when I left the event, it wasn't over when I left, but I was tired, so I wanted to come home. And I was leaving and I saw Centro de Mesa and it was looking right back at me, okay? Like, it wanted to come home with me. So as I was leaving the event, I grabbed the Centro de Mesa and then I realized that I am a señora. It's so pretty. It looks great in my living room. So yeah, definitely in my señora era, and I am not mad about it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On this week's episode, I wanted to talk about being single during Valentine's Day. Look, I'm gonna be real with you guys. I don't mind being single, but when Valentine's Day comes around, it stings a little bit. For example, you're gonna see everybody doing these long posts about love and how much you mean to me. Y gracias por mi perfume, mi ramo buchón. And sure, let those people flex. Like, I probably would flex it too. If someone gave me a ramo buchón right now, you don't think I would make a TikTok with the slow motion? Y que, ay, que le compre flores, una canción bien romanticona. Like, of course I would do that. If I could remember, like, any special Valentine's Day, I would remember two. One of them was this guy I used to work with. He sent me flowers to work, and I thought it was super sweet because I did not expect it. We kind of were just like, we weren't dating, but he liked me, and that's the way, like, he asked me out. He asked me if I wanted to be his Valentine. So I said yes. He was a really nice guy, but it didn't go anywhere. But you know what? The fact that a man that I wasn't even dating, that just had interest in me and planned, like, flowers and a whole, like, 3-course meal at this nice restaurant, I was impressed, okay? Like, I was like, okay, you're trying. We were just not compatible, but it was so sweet. And then another guy that surprised me with flowers at my house, I didn't even expect it. Like, the same thing, it was like a friend that I had that liked me and sent me flowers and ended up asking me to be his Valentine. I don't remember where we went to dinner, but I know he took me to dinner and he was super sweet and it didn't work out. So apparently I don't like sweet guys. I'm just kidding. It's just two instances that it happened. And any ex-boyfriend that I had on Valentine's Day, they freaking suck. I remember having like an ex-boyfriend that would say, like, Valentine's Day is just a Hallmark holiday. It's not that serious. And I'm thinking to myself, like, but it's important to me. And yeah, that's why he's my ex-boyfriend now. So yes, Valentine's Day can be really difficult when you're single because you're watching like everybody's stories on Instagram, and then you go to work and all the girlies are receiving ramos and chocolates and candies. And you're just like, how come I don't get that? But like I've talked about before in a previous episode, I want to change the narrative of like certain holidays that I don't look forward to. And Valentine's Day is one of them. So I figure, why not share with the amigas what we can do? Como dijo la Miley Cyrus, I could buy myself flowers. Yes, singing is not for me. I'm sorry, guys. Do your ears hurt? Because it hurt me just to record that. So this year, I decided that we're going to make it a special day. For some reason, in Mexico, yo sé que celebran el amor y la amistad. Aquí nomás se celebra el amor, pero las amistades también se tienen que celebrar. So this year, I decided to do a Valentine's Day brunch with my friends, so I'm going to do that. And I also, I hate to confess this, but Amanda, this is your fault. No, I'm just kidding. So Angela and I were talking about going to like a singles event. And then Amanda sent me this flyer for like a singles event that's going to be local. And I'm like, what do I have to lose? So I let Angela know like, hey, Amanda sent me this. Do you want to go? And she's like, yeah, let's try to go. So I'm probably going to do a singles event. And then I Googled more singles events and there's a lot. So if you are single on Valentine's Day, maybe try going to like a little mixer with other singles and see what's up. If anything, you'll just have a good story to tell on TikTok or to submit to the podcast and I could share it on the podcast. That's what Angela says. She's like, if we don't get anything out of this, we'll just get something to talk about on your podcast. And I'm like, you is right, girl, because the girlies always want to hear the chisme that goes down. So this year we're going to have stuff to look forward to because we're not going to be sappy, crying and like being sad and feeling bad about ourselves, because that's not the year we're having, amigas. One thing that I have learned is that the most important relationship that you'll ever have is the one with yourself. And I know it sounds cliche and you're probably tired of hearing like self-love this, self-love that, but it's true, because you know what you like, you know how you feel, you know yourself better than anyone knows yourself. So why not take yourself on a date? You can go to that restaurant you've been always thinking about. I know it's a little uncomfortable at first to go on your own. Like, trust me, like the first time I went on my own to have lunch, I was like looking at my phone, because usually I would just do like a drive through. But if you want to do a drive through, that's okay too. But just stepping out of your comfort zone and sitting at a bar and just ordering like a cocktail or just the water is fine. And you could order a meal and maybe you'll meet somebody there that is in the same boat, that they didn't have anything to do on Valentine's Day, but they decided to go out because they want to treat themselves. Maybe you've been saving this recipe that you've been wanting to make, but you haven't made it because you're waiting for like a special moment. This is your special moment. I always say life is short, like do what you want to do or what you've been wanting to do, because you never know if tomorrow is going to be your last. If you have single friends, organize something like I did. I organized a brunch. It's not on Valentine's Day, but it is the week after Valentine's Day. If you don't have any local friends, maybe ask a coworker, hey, what are you doing on Valentine's? If you hear someone like being sappy about Valentine's, just be like, hey, do you want to grab dinner? You never know. You never know. You might get a friend out of it. You might get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever. You never know. You can always do like a FaceTime date with one of your besties if you're not local, and maybe order some takeout, your favorite takeout, and then you guys can watch a movie together. It's so easy to have connection nowadays, even if it's through a computer screen. Gift your single friend something. If you, like, you know when we were kids that we used to get like the little chocolate grams and the Valentine's Day grams or the singing grams? Llévale serenata to best friend. And if I'm your best friend, like, I'll be waiting for the serenata. I'm just kidding. But buy them chocolates. It's okay to celebrate between friends. If you're, you know, your friend is single, she recently went through a breakup, he recently went to a breakup, buy them chocolates. It's gonna be a hard year for them. It's always hard when you're freshly single or you're heartbroken or you're in a fight with your significant other. Be there for your friends and be there for yourself also. Buy yourself some chocolates. You've been eyeing those chocolate covered Oreos. Buy them for yourself. Gift it to yourself. You know how people do those baskets where they like a Valentine's Day basket or a spooky basket? Make yourself one. Another idea that I had is writing yourself a letter. Imagine like writing yourself a letter about what you love about yourself and how much you've grown this year, and just an appreciation of things that you've gotten through. And then reading it later in life, like, that sounds pretty cool. Imagine, like, being married or finding the love of your life, and then you go back and be like, wow, this was me through my healing girl era and when I started loving myself more, and now look how happy I am. Like, imagine looking back at that. I think that'd be really cool. If it's still too tough for you, you can always get off social media and not go on it for the day. Give yourself a break. Detox from social media. I know it can be, I love social media, but it's a love-hate relationship with it, because sometimes you feel like you're behind in life because you see so many other people doing other things and you're like, why don't I have that? Or why am I not doing that? So if you need a social media break on this day, take it. Y como dijo la amiga Smiley, I can buy myself flowers. Go buy yourself flowers. Support your local vendors, the street vendors. Go to food trucks. Oh my God, that'd be awesome. How amazing would it be to have like a singles Valentine's Day event with food trucks? Like, my whole life revolves around food, guys. Someone told me that the other day. Let me guess, you're a foodie. And I'm like, how could you tell? He's like, the way you talk about food. And I'm like, you're right. Do everything you would do as if you had a partner. It's buying a gift, going to a movie, taking someone out to dinner. Take yourself out. Date yourself. It's not that hard, guys. But I know it could be a little out of your comfort zone. But once you start doing it, it gets easier. Trust me. And remember that sometimes it's better to be single than to be in a shitty relationship. Because if I could think back on previous Valentine's days that I had, and I had to beg somebody to, like, let's go somewhere. Like, I hate to admit that, but I have before. Like, why are we doing anything for Valentine's Day? Like, no, we don't want to be the type of person that's pushing someone to want to do something for us. We want someone to do something because they want to do it. I saw another TikTok. You guys could tell that I've been on TikTok recently. And there was this girl talking about how guys can plan stuff. Like, this excuse of men saying, like, oh, I'm not a good planner. I'm not good at this. Like, no, they just don't want to do it. They don't. Because if someone is really interested in you and they care about you and they know how important it is to you, they will try. It doesn't have to be like extravagant. Like, I'd be happy if someone said, hey, I bought you a flower, but not Valentine's Day. Let's go to your favorite spot, In-N-Out Cheeseburgers. And then let's watch some 90 Day Fiancé. Me enamoro. Me caso. But it's not that hard. So if you feel like you're begging someone to do something for you, don't beg. He's not the one, amigos. I'm over here breaking up couples. No, but honestly, like, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but my opinion, after putting up with those things in the past, like, I will never do that again. And I would much rather date myself and take myself to somewhere that I want to go, that I know I like, and treat myself to maybe some new pair of Dunks that I want. I'm going to do it. So if you are feeling sad or anxious about Valentine's Day coming up, try to change the narrative of the holiday and do something different. Don't be laying there crying. I mean, if that's your way of self-care, go for it. But if you want to change the narrative, celebrate your friends, celebrate yourself, and don't let this Hallmark holiday that is loved and hated get to you. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I really enjoyed recording it. I thought of doing it next week, but I figured it'd be give you enough time to, like, find out if there's any events in your area or make plans with your friends. And don't forget to tag me in whatever plans you make on Valentine's Day. I'd love to see it. Follow me on Instagram at Unbreakable Latina, on TikTok. Also, a lot of you have been asking me to do, like, a little how to start a podcast series. So today I did record on what equipment I use. So if you want to check that out, you could go to TikTok or Instagram at Unbreakable Latina. Again, follow me on Twitter. I haven't been too active on Twitter. I honestly, like, forget about Twitter, but I want to be more on it. YouTube, and what else? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you guys. I hope that you have an amazing week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you.